Hey, this is Lulu.
This is Laura. I'm Lulu's
Laura.
Supervisor. Yes, hi. Is there better time for you?
Yes, but give me one second.
Okay. Of course. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that, Laura. You just got a crew of guys here, any questions and so forth and so on. But how are you?
It's okay. You know, I'm doing great. It is a Friday, so that's great news. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm blessed, and I mean that literally. When I came to Michigan, I was stage 4 cancer, so I'm in total remission.
God.
So I'm doing well.
Praise the Lord, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Wow. How long ago was that?
Well, I was diagnosed 2 years ago. And so I had surgery, then I didn't like the treatment I was getting in Atlanta. So my daughter found something in Michigan. And Henry Ford has a great cancer pavilion here. But one thing I can say, you'll wind up in places where you realize that you have to count on your Savior. So that's how.
Of course,
you can't count on man or nobody else. He'll put you in a position where you realize quickly who you have to count on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is just him, not even yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing that story with me. It's a beautiful story, and I'm happy for you. I really am.
Thank you.
Yes. So are you, now that, you know, everything's good, are you looking to start your business in this area, or did you pause your business? How did that work out?
Well, I paused my business, although I registered with the Secretary of State in Michigan and Georgia, but I had to pause it for treatments because that was days I just, you know, do whatever I could just to keep going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now, I'm in the process of doing turnkey on 6 apartment buildings here in the Detroit area. And, so things, are coming along.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So are you able to take on more work?
Yes, because I have a crew of about 35, and they're bilingual, and also I'm in a position where I can acquire others when I need it, you know, as I need it.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, because we can definitely help you out with getting more work, helping your business expand as well. What do you currently have going on for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Well, interesting question. I was talking to the guy with Angie's List yesterday. I just registered with them, believe it or not. And so I was like, Google called me today. I wonder, is there a correlation there? But anyway, so I really have been getting so much work by just referrals. And I mean, because I haven't been doing any marketing, so to speak. No.
And, you know, I did find that home advisor, the Angie's that you were talking about. How long ago did you start with them?
I just started with them yesterday. But like I say, my phone stays pretty active.
That could very well be the case. See, on our end, we're partnered with Google. So we have an inventory department that gives us lists of businesses when we're looking to fill a spot. So it could very well be that we got it from Angie's. But if you're getting a lot of calls, I can probably tell you that's probably why.
Yeah.
But, you know, with us, like as I was mentioning, you know, we are partnered with Google. So What we do is we put you on the first page of Google based off of the type of job you want to be found for, the services that you offer. Have you ever done like a search on Google and for like a service or a restaurant and the map pops up with a list of businesses in your area?
Of course, yeah. I'll just tell Lulu that, yes.
Oh, perfect. Yes. So that's exactly what we do for your business. You would tell me what you want to be found for, and then we pick the keywords based off of what's searched the most. Now, we do that on Google, Bing, Apple. We also retarget those same people on their Facebook by running ads for your business. Lulu did put you down for a new in business credit. I know you're not new, but she still put it down, which is fine. We can honor it. So you're looking at a flat rate. It's $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99, and that's for all of your programming.
Right. That's perfect. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say I went ahead and gave you a card today because my business cards are at home, believe it or not. I don't have them with me. And I prefer that these charges come through on my business account. So how will we go about doing this? Now, I know it's late in the evening on Friday, and I don't know how that works on Saturday. Or are you able to call me back Monday morning? Because I said, well, I could call her, but I just tried to call you and before you called me back. And I kept getting these interruptions. But getting back to the point, are you able to set this up Monday morning so I can give you one of my business credit cards, or do I have to give you a personal card?
So we have a couple of different options. So I know we are looking to fill the spot, and you know, it is something, if you want to reserve it, we can reserve it. And these are, this is your two different options. Okay. We can wait until Monday to start everything. And we can, if when you have your card, we can do that. Or the other option that we do have is if you have your personal card, what we can do is charge the personal card to get everything started. And then on your dashboard, you can change your personal card to your business card. So future-wise, we can always charge just your business card. So those are your two different options.
Right. So what I would prefer now, you what, about 3 hours? What time is it there?
I am Pacific time. So, yes, 3 hours.
Okay. So let's see here. So what I would prefer to do is just set it up on that business card starting out the gate and trying to change that over. And it's 5:50 here. So I'm up, but when I'm up, you're not up on your coast. I'm up every morning around 5 o'clock. So, but you can call me and we can roll this out 9 o'clock your time, which I guess that'll be around noon here.
Does that work for you? Cause I come into the office at 7 o'clock my time. So that would be 10 a.m. your time. I don't know if that works for you, or I can do 12. Like
of
you
course.
Said, that's fine too.
Of course that works for me. Yeah. I mean, cause I'm already up and at 'em. Yeah.
Ah, perfect. Okay. So let me do that. I'm going to do two things. First thing, I'm going to send you a text message. It has, my office line and direct extension, but I'm also going to put you on my calendar, and as soon as I come in, we do have a quick morning meeting, but as soon as that's done, I'm going to call you right away, and we'll get everything processed for you. How does that sound?
That sounds great, but I was going to ask, and this just has a little bit of twist, could you send it via email?
Yeah, let me send you an email also. Give me 1 second. Let me get to my screen. Okay, what is your email address?
It's woodradney@gmail.com.
Okay.
And the spelling of my name is R-A-D-N-E-Y, like Rodney, but it has an A.
Lulu put it down that way. At first, I was thinking that maybe she misspelled it, but nope, she got it right.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you right now when we get off the phone that email, and then we'll talk on Monday morning, okay?
Perfect, perfect. And I have a card ready, and we'll just, hey, sounds great.
That sounds perfect. You have a lovely weekend. Enjoy it. Relax. Hopefully relax. And
thank
we'll speak on
so
Monday.
Much. All right. You have a great one.
All right.
Now.
Thanks, Rodney. You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye now.